You're also a mom. Is this something you would hope to see in your children's school someday?
I personally feel really, really excited for what it means. My son's going into kindergarten this year, and I'm really hopeful that his school will adopt, you know, Claude for Teachers to help tailor curriculum for him and for his classmates.
There are going to be parents who hear this and feel nervous because parents have watched their kids with smartphones and screen time and social media, and they've seen the unwanted, unintended consequences that they weren't really prepared for. This is in the hands of teachers now, but what do you say to the parents who are nervous that this new technology is going to repeat those same mistakes?
I completely understand and relate to this worry. And I think a key difference here is that Claude.ai remains for 18-year-old users and above only. So individual students below the age of 18 won't have access to the tool directly. And I think this isn't because we necessarily feel, you know, worried that this is, you know, a terrible thing to give to kids, but I think the reality is we just don't know enough about AI's impact on the developing brain for Anthropic to feel comfortable giving access to students directly.
We know that AI can hallucinate. It can make mistakes. If this chatbot were to make a mistake, if it were to give the wrong information or bad advice or reinforce bias, who would be accountable for that?
These models are not foolproof. They do make mistakes. And part of how we have worked with teachers in developing this technology and really listening to their questions and concerns is helping to, you know, spot when an AI might be, you know, entering unknown territory. What are the signs to look for?